Welcome to The Safe Haven. I'm your host, Amanda Lytle. The Safe Haven offers a collection of conversations about life's challenges and the pivots we make in order to keep moving forward. But these Thursday releases are a little different. I've reintroduced the TGIT, Thank Goodness It's Thursday, solo episodes. They won't be out every week, but you can expect these episodes to drop at least once a month as a fun update and look into the life of yours truly, me, the host of The Safe Haven. On that note, let's jump right in and let me tell you a little bit about the TGITs. If you're tuning in for the first time, hey, I'm stoked you're here. Thank you for joining. And if you are a regular listener and you've been here since day one, thank you so much for being here, riding the waves with me. Buckle up, here we go. Some changes are coming to the Safe Haven. They're exciting, they're great. I can't tell you too much because I want the shifting to have some build up. So I'm just putting the bug in your ear, giving you a little bit of an update that there is some shifting coming to the Safe Haven this summer. You're still gonna have the same awesome content, but there's going to be a new segment dropping this summer. The TGITs are going to have a little bit of a spin as well. Actually, just reintroduce the TGITs and then they're going to disappear, but they're going to still be included in some way, shape, or form. Again, I cannot tell you too much, but I think you will really enjoy it. So stay tuned for that. Buckle up might be a hint. I'll let that stew with you between now and then. I also wanted to jump right into book sales. Number one, I apologize that I wasn't in the right headspace last week or even the week before to jump on and to give you an update about how the book sales had gone. In total transparency, I have been really busy. And that's not even just taking on too much. It's just been a lot with my job and obviously the book sales were a lot. Having said that, they were freaking awesome. I pre-sold 151 books. Thank you all so much for your support. It means the world. And for anyone listening who's like, what? Pre-sold what? Wait, you wrote a book? Well, I didn't quite write a whole book yet, but I did contribute a chapter of a book. The chapter is in a book that's coming out this summer, and the pre-sales were from May 10th until the 24th, and then it kind of got pushed back until the 30th, but they've officially wrapped up. I have ordered extras, so if you are a little late to the game, you can send me an email either to hello@thesafehaven.co or to thesafehavenpodcast@gmail.com. Either one, be like, Amanda, missed the pre-sale. Let me buy a book. Game on. I'll add you. No problem at all. The pre-sales, though, my goodness. Vanessa West, another shout out to you because I love you and I'm so excited about this. The fact that you and I were able to connect the day before the pre-sale started on my birthday, May 10th, meant that I actually woke up to 15 book sales. Like, talk about spending your birthday with a smile on your face. I mean, it started. I woke up with a smile on my face. So that was amazing. And then to hit 151 pre-sales, just, it blew my mind. Outwardly, I had the goal of 200 books, understanding that that was an astronomical goal. But inwardly in my soul, I was like, Amanda, if you can hit 100 books, that's amazing. But the best part about this is this wasn't me. This was you. This was us. This was our connection. This was our friendship. This was your support. This was our excitement. And it means the world to me. So thank you from the bottom of my heart for your support. And also along that, just piggybacking off of that, I know you're excited. I'm excited too. So I did mention last TGIT, but I wanted to remind you again that if you're kind of like, when am I going to get my hands on this? Well, be patient. They are going to be out this summer. So the reason that the pre-sales had to happen is so that we knew and the publishing house knew just how many they were going to have to order in order to, you know, make this happen. By having an idea of how many people actually wanted a book, then we set an estimate as to how many extras we want to buy, which reminds me, I'm going to add a couple extra now because I'm excited. And then they go away to print. Let me also tell you, because I have this written down. Sorry, my brain is like those bingo ball cages, like, and then things just shoot out. That's very much what my brain is. So In the same note of excitement that comes with pre-sales and publishing and all the things, I officially got the manuscript this week. Do you know how difficult it is to have an entire manuscript of all of these chapters in my inbox, in my hand? I guess I could read it on my device or my computer or the other computer, whatever, or print it, I guess, but that's a lot to print. I'm trying really hard to only read my chapter so that I can really honor the other chapters that are in the book and pull myself away, sink in, sit in my hammock by the lake, maybe on a dock, I haven't decided yet, somewhere beautiful with birds chirping, definitely water, definitely forest, and read She Moves Mountains. I mean, I can't promise. It's sitting in my inbox and I've already read my chapter, gave it the final sign off. I tried to read it as a reader and not as the writer. I think I did okay. And I just can't wait to hear your feedback. So again, if you have no idea what I'm talking about, you're like, She Moves what? She Moves Mountains is a book that I'd contributed a chapter to. It's a collection of beautiful stories written by women. And yes, so it's coming out soon. More details, you can check out thesafehaven.co. And like I said, send me an email. Okay, I have been loving the emails that come in from my listeners, asking questions, sharing stories, and I'm even starting to get pitches from people that are like, hey, I've been listening to your podcast. I'd love to pitch so-and-so, you know, or a client, or I'm so-and-so's manager, or I'm so-and-so's assistant, and I'd like to pitch them to your podcast. I feel so important. And then I was talking to my friend Alexis today, and she's like, ooh, fancy, you're getting popular. So I'm trying to ride that high too, because it feels great. Okay, next. What the heck? We're in June? It's already June. I looked at my calendar. Many of you know that I am a high school teacher. I teach school 3 days a week. I was teaching more, but I actually intentionally this year pulled back so that I'm only teaching 3 days a week, so that I could spend my Mondays and Tuesdays and do just podcast stuff. Because fun fact, newsflash, podcasting is a lot of work. But you also know if you've been following along that I freaking love this podcast. I've never had anything ignite my soul like The Safe Haven and the world of podcasting does. Hence why I did take the 2 days away from teaching to dive into podcasting. But the 3 days a week also really lift me up. I'm just not going to be, oh, I can say it out loud now. I'm not returning to teaching in September. So in total transparency, that is so exciting. It also scares the shit out of me that I'm not going to be returning to something in September that I have done for the last 9 Septembers. But it's very exciting, don't you think? Making big strides, big steps here, and chasing my dreams. I feel like I need an inhale and a full-on exhale after that one. I also wanted to tell you that in the process of making this decision, it was not easy. There were like 6,123 different things that were factoring into that decision. I took every single one of them to heart. I tried my very best to turn inwards and to make the decision for myself first. Also very difficult, but I did it. And then when I had to execute this decision and actually talk about it, there's a lot of underlying issues that play into this decision, which will come out at some point in my life, I'm sure. But at this point, I just wanted to share my deepest gratitude for a man that I had a conversation with. He's the superintendent-to-be at the school district that I'm working at. 2 Thursdays ago, we had the most beautiful conversation. I poured my heart out. I told him where I'm at. I got a bit emotional. He held space for that and was just able to absolve me of so many worries and concerns with genuine empathy. You know, the way that he held space and the way that he was able to share from a place of knowing, which I really respect in a leader. And my biggest takeaway from that was choice. So without giving you the full details of the conversation, because that in itself I could go on for hours about, it was just that amazing, was an example that he was giving about choice. And choice just in life. And again, this is one of the millions of things that we talked about. So I'm not even going to tell you the context of where this had come from, but the biggest takeaway was about choice. So the idea of having so much choice in every single day of our lives, choices that we make sometimes more easily, and other times we have to make a choice that we really have to think about. But are we deciding? Or are we choosing? To decide something or to just pick something on a whim isn't really the same as choosing something from a place of intention. We're just getting started here, so hold on. The next step of that was the feelings that you have within that choice. So his example was from a mentor of his, and it was about this man's wife forgetting her keys. She'd gone across on a ferry and had forgotten her keys. And long story short, she was asking her husband to bring her the keys. He didn't want to bring her the keys. But then he kind of weighed out all options and was like, ah, shit, I should. But I mean, I don't really want to. And I have my whole day planned and she forgot them. Like, she should come back and get them. And oh, gosh, I don't want to rock the boat and blah, blah, blah. So he chose to take her the keys. So then with choice, so he had to sit with that. And he couldn't show up, you know, 2 hours later after having ridden the ferry across and taking time out of his day to take her the keys that she forgot. He couldn't have shown up and just been like, you know, here's your effing keys. Thanks for ruining my morning, because he chose to, right? So there's no point in holding on to that resentment. It's not fair. It's not okay. It's just going to create the tension in their relationship and for the rest of their weekend. He chose to take her the keys, and therefore showing up, he had to do so with a smile and with the acknowledgement that he had chosen to do so. Yeah, of course it sucked, but he's not going to show up with a shitty attitude. He could have said no, but he chose to take her the keys. I have been sitting with this whole idea of choice since this conversation, since he walked away out of the parking lot. Think about the choices that you make all the time. When you choose to speak up, when you choose to bite your tongue, the conversations that you choose to have, the things that you choose not to address. Oh, like, I could go on and on and on and get a bit preachy about this. But then the other part of this, when I really started to sink into this sentiment, was reflecting on the choices that others make around you, especially the choices that people make around you when they know how their choices will affect you. Sit with that one. That's what I've been sitting with for the last couple weeks. And it sinks deep, but I think it's a really, really important takeaway. And I really wanted to share that with you. And I know that all of you are going to love that on some level, because you are thought leaders and change agents like me. So thank you for listening to that. Speaking of choices, man, do I have a story for you. It was incredible that we had this conversation the day before a PD or a Pro D or professional development day, whatever, at school. And because I've now dropped back to a 0.6, that means that I only have to do the 3 days a week working, which means also that I don't have to go to every Pro D or professional development day for my teaching job. So on this Thursday, I get to work, and we'd been talking about going camping this weekend. Not this weekend, like last weekend. Or 2 weekends ago. I don't remember. Anyway, whenever this happened. So we'd been talking about going camping. So I got to school. It's Thursday. I look at my calendar, the agenda, and I realize that the next day, the Friday, was a Pro D day. So I called my principal, who I just adore. He is freaking awesome. Another great leader. And I was like, yo, I have been to every Pro D day so far. Can this be my free pass? And he's like, oh yeah, have a great time. It was that easy. So of course, I was like, we're going camping. This is great. Pack up the car. We're going to go tonight right after work. Excellent. Sounds great. Riley is still off work with his back injury, and he's been trying to take it as easy as possible. And again, because we have this rooftop camper, we're able to go places camping. And man, this thing looks sweet on the Mazda. I think I said that before too, but it's the Mazda's biggest flex right now. It looks badass. And I'm proud of my Mazda with this iCamper on top. Okay, that's besides the point, but I get excited about it. So it's Thursday afternoon. Timing worked out that I was home. Well, I worked 2 blocks away from where we live. So I walked home like 3:01. The car's already packed, had to do some last minute things, and away we went. So we're just north of town and my battery light goes on. And we kind of look at each other in the car, and he looks back at it. He's like, what's that? I haven't seen that before. Have you? I was like, no. Well, we can't go too far out of town. Like, we can't really push this. Let's go. So we turned around and we came back to the house. And he has all of these gadgets. So he tested the battery, and sure enough, it was on the fritz. Called Napa. Sure enough, they had a battery, one battery. Let me tell you, they had to hunt for the one battery that fit in my Mazda. Thank gosh they had it. This is not the end of this story. This is just the beginning. Got a new battery, fired up. I turned on the car and the battery light is still on. Well, that's not good. So fortunately, Napa is 2 blocks away. This town is a very small town. So go back to the house. More gadgets come out of the shop And the neighbor pops over and the guys figure out that in fact it's not holding a charge, therefore it's the alternator. Let me tell you, listeners, I had absolutely no idea what the hell an alternator was or did until this night. I was like, what the hell is an alternator? Well, when you find out that it keeps your battery charged while it's driving, it's very important. Hence, we could not leave with no alternator in my car. Or could we? That's the next step of this story. So we have some options. And I will be honest and tell you that the idea of not going crossing my mind was crushing my heart, because the last couple weekends being able to take off and to switch off and to be out of reception have actually been really nourishing. It's a great reset. So to think of not going with the car packed, I was like, oh gosh, now what? So our options were, we pack everything from the car into the truck and go tent camping. Obviously, there was concerns there for comfort with Riley's back because it's still not good. We don't go, or we take two vehicles, Riley in the truck behind me in the Mazda, and just go as far as we can go on the new charged battery. If anyone listening knows how bizarre this is, I hope you are smiling right now. It was a hilarious drive. Originally, we were supposed to be going much further than we ended up going. We ended up returning to a site that we'd actually been to a couple weeks prior, and it was great because it was really close to a friend, and we were actually able, because even though it's out of reception, we called him before we left town. We're like, hey, have your radio on, the two-way radios that we take out snowmobiling. We're like, have your two-way on. We'll let you know when we get there. And I just punched it. So it was about an hour and 20-ish minutes total, I think, start to finish, maybe a bit less, obviously with a dying battery and no alternator. So this was great, but I went for it. And the guys were like, as soon as I left, they're like, Amanda, no music, no aircon, no nothing. Like all the things off, just go. I went for it. And every single kilometer that went by, I was just more excited. I was like, oh, you are such a good little car. I was so proud of this Mazda. And then all of a sudden I'm into the next place and I'm getting closer and closer and closer. And every kilometer I'm just cheering on the inside. Then I'm finally on the last stretch. I'm on the logging road that's taking me to this wreck campsite in the middle of nowhere. And my power steering starts to go. I'm like, oh shit. Well, obviously I knew that something was going to happen. I knew that I was going to start losing power. And so this is fun because I drive standard on a logging road. And so I'm kind of one hand fighting this power steering, losing control and trying to drive standard as well. I'm still going. I'm trying to coast down some of the hills and then, use two hands when I can. And then again, another kilometer goes by, another kilometer. I know that I only have a couple left at this point. Then my ABS lights start popping up and going off and my brakes start to feel weird. I'm like, I don't know, this does not feel good, but I'm so close. I'm so close. I'm just going to get there. I'm on the two-way. I'm like, Jay, I'm so close. He's like, are you losing power yet? I was like, yeah, kind of just, but I'll let you know when I get there. It's hard to do a two-way radio and drive standard and fight with the steering wheel. So I keep going. And then all of a sudden, I don't know if anyone has a Mazda or has had a Mazda 3, but when you turn it on, it does this doon. Doon sound, and it says hello across the dash. So this poor thing starts flashing the hello at me and making this noise. I'm like, buddy, I know you're dying. Then my emergency brake light comes on and then my airbag light goes on. I was like, this is not good. And then I made the final turn. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can actually kind of coast into this spot. This is great. We're on a downslope. This is awesome. I made it to the campsite and I just passed the driveway spot into the site that we actually wanted to be at the first time we went there. It was vacant. No way. Now my light is on in the car and it's starting to dim and do weird things. And this car is struggling. So I go around the whole campsite and I was like, oh, Amanda, you're risking it now. I drove nose first down this little hill into this campsite. I was like, okay, does the Mazda have enough power to do one of those Austin Powers, 11 point turns like he does in that hallway, and point the nose out just in case we have to tow this Mazda out of here this weekend? So, oh yeah, I didn't even tell you where the alternator came from. We ended up getting an alternator. I'll tell you about that in a sec. So I end up doing this Austin Powers turn in this tiny little campsite, pointing the nose out. And then 20 minutes later, Riley shows up. I let Jay know on the radio that I made it. I was so, so proud of this car. Okay, now you're like, Amanda, what the hell? You actually made it. Good for you. Now what? So The neighbor had helped Riley put the stuff in the back of the truck, including ramps, so that we could do this at the campsite. And that's what we planned for. So Jay, bestie Jay, brought the alternator down because there was no alternator for a 2010 Mazda 3 in the cusp. Go figure. Surprise, surprise. And they brought it down from Lordco in Revy. And then he brought it over, and this was a campsite change up. So they changed the alternator of the Mazda in the middle of nowhere, sans reception. Thank you, Jay. You are a legend. And Riley, you're dynamite. So that was that. I actually ended up driving out of there. But you want to know the cherry on top? Two of the bolts broke. The alternator held in with four super long bolts. If anyone listening works for Mazda, you got to change up. You got to actually have like covered bolts, because uncovered bolts go rusty. This is what happened. So two of the four bolts ended up breaking and were still until today. I ended up having to have it fixed today. That's another story, and a much larger bill than I would have paid at the campsite. That's for sure. But the bolts broke. So it was just the talk of the town that my alternator was being held in the bottom of my car with two bolts and two zip ties, but they got me home. So that's that. And I have lived to tell the story. I think I'm going to wrap up there for the day. I think that that about does it, but I did want to leave you with a fun idea or a fun game to play, Monopoly Deal. I think I've also told you about this before. Monopoly, the game, in my opinion, is brutal. I'm not a fan. I don't even think I like the kids' version. But Monopoly Deal? Also, hello, Lucy, my friend in Australia. Lucy introduced me to this game and gave me it in a cute little box. We played a couple rounds of it. It went way over my head when we first did it, but I got into it and I really enjoyed it. And somewhere between that visit in 2017 and now, I cannot find this freaking box. And it's a nice one, because if you buy Monopoly Deal now, I also think that this box is stupid because you have to split the deck in two and then put them in. And anyone listening who's like, that is the dumbest box design, because that's in fact the box that I struggle with every time we play. It's silly, but the game is so good. So anyone listening who needs a new game, I have three for you. Ready? Monopoly Deal, Hive, and Codenames. Those are my three favorites. Monopoly Deal is nothing like real Monopoly besides the fact that there's properties involved. It's way more fun. It's quick. Riley and I have actually played over 80 games. And the only reason I know that is because we have like a little war zone where we keep all of our tallies for who's winning. I'm winning Monopoly Deal, by the way, which is great because he just seems to always kick my ass, but I'm currently winning. Yay me. Hive, get Hive Pocket. You can get it on Amazon. Hive Pocket is a fantastic game. And the other one, Codenames, so good. So good. That is like a word association game. You really have to be tuned into how your partner, how their brain works. But anyways, I love it. So there's your three games. If you need a new game idea, that's where I'm at. I'm going to leave you with it. I hope you have a fantastic weekend. Look after yourselves, nourish your bodies, your minds, your souls. I love you. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you tell your friends about the safe haven. Send them my way. And if anything in this episode, even the game, has gotten you excited, please be sure to send this to your friends, share in your Instagram stories, and tag me at the Safe Haven Podcast so that I can personally thank you for it. If you're able to write a review or leave a juicy 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, that really helps this podcast grow. For more great podcasts, check out frequencypodcastnetwork.com, and I will talk to you next week.